Time to have a chat to Dave Eustace. 7 days away from the race that stops the nation, and Dave Eustace and Kieran Maher could have four, could have five if the cards fall their way, runners in the Lexus Melbourne Cup, plus a host of others throughout the Melbourne Cup Carnival. Good morning, Dave. How are you?
Morning, Michael. I'm well, thanks. How are you?
Very well indeed. Have you been crunching the numbers since the decks came out yesterday and the latest order of entry, especially in regards to Floating Artist, who is currently sitting 27 in order of entry, but Johnny Get Angry is not going to run in the Cup, so that bumps him up one. I think Mosh Music, if it doesn't run top three in the Bendigo Cup, won't be running. It's currently 25th in order, so he's getting very close. What are you thinking with Floating Artist?
Yeah, we do think, you know, that he's likely to get a run without having to start again in the Lexus. So, you know, there's still needs to get, you know, a few not to line up. But, you know, our feeling was, looking at what was left in yesterday, that he could likely get a game and start, yeah.
So you're going to, I suppose, err on the side of caution and just sit and hope, because it would be too hard to see him backing up even if he won a Hotham into a Melbourne Cup?
Yeah, we, you know, that was certainly the discussions we had yesterday amongst ourselves was that he's had a relatively busy time, and the run Saturday and then Tuesday, having ran Saturday just gone and 10 days prior to that in the Coombe as well, you know, probably then might going to damage your chances of actually running well in the race if too flat. So sort of at this stage, sticking to hoping that we get a run.
If he scrapes in with 50 kilos on his back, how would you rate him compared to Grand Promenade and Per Sam?
Well, he's probably a similar style of horse to Per Sam was last year, you know, racing in great form and winning or placing most of them, and just gaining momentum. And you saw what Per Sam was sort of able to do last year. So, you know, weight is a big thing in this race over 2 miles. And I would think it'd be a live chance at that weight if he got in, yeah.
Have you been speaking to some jockeys? Who's going to ride? Will Tio keep the ride, or will there be another jockey?
We haven't got that far, no.
Well, it's going to be a gang tackle by the team if you do get him in. And you've got Explosive Jack as well. How do you think Explosive Jack's going at the moment?
Well, we were delighted with his first two runs. Really were. And then the Caulfield Cup, you know, initially was a bit of a head-scratcher. But actually, the race didn't work out at all for him. He couldn't have ended up in a worse spot. You know, he had most of the field in front of him. He was trapped on the fence. He was running. They were running 13s. And he is a momentum-style horse. If you watch all his runs, whether they're wins or getting beat, he's always been allowed the chance to really roll into the race. He was able to do that in Tasmania. He was able to do it in Sydney. He was able to do it in Adelaide, with plenty of room, and he just had no room at Caulfield. And then, you know, on that bend, is it suddenly the race changes complexion completely, and he starts to quicken up, and he just can't do that. And we'll see a much better run from him at Flemington over 2 miles, we feel. So we do really feel you can put a line through a Caulfield Cup run. It certainly wasn't flattering at all to the eye, and he could have closed off a little bit better, but he just can't. You know, he's a grinder, and Caulfield and asking to quicken up from the 600 to the line off low fractions is just not what he's able to do.
Well, he's a three-time Derby winner. We know he can stay. You've also got a horse called Mankane who has been around the mark and hasn't been able to win as yet. Does he head to the Hotham? And could you have the unusual circumstance where if he wins the Hotham, he could cost Floating Artist a chance in a Melbourne Cup?
Yeah, well, it is a possibility, yeah. They all deserve their chance if they get in. Mankane was very good the other day, raced extremely well. And there's a lovely horse who we probably haven't fully worked out yet. He was an excellent run over a mile, fresh, and then ran okay up in Sydney, but returned to form at Caulfield. But needs to step up again. A race like the Lexus, looks like it could be within his compass for sure. And he's a beautiful big scopey horse, got a lovely action, and we'll see how he goes on Saturday.
Have your cup contenders all been scanned as yet?
Not all, no. The main ones have Grand Promenade, First and Explosive Jack, and the Lexus style horses are being x-rayed at the university today, so they're having extensive x-rays done, and I believe if that's what they have done prior, then they're going to be allowed to race. Yeah.
There's no issue with having that done a week before the race as far as the horses are concerned in your mind?
It's certainly not perfect. Those horses have galloped this morning and then they've got to get on a truck and go to wherever to have x-rays done. Probably going to miss some feed. And would you like to be doing that in the lead up to a run? Ideally not, no. But that is the protocols that we have at the moment.
The other, I suppose, veterinary issue is Gold Trip. You've made the call to send him to Sydney. Have you got any feedback from the vets up there that you think he's got a better chance of being allowed to run in New South Wales compared to Victoria?
We've spoken to Toby up there since Saturday. He's got all the relevant information, and we'll see the horse on Thursday or Friday to jog him up. And, my understanding is that the horse has just gone on embargo and needs a vet clearance to race. So, obviously, the scans and et cetera that were done for the major races, although they are all fine anyway, aren't necessarily relevant because he doesn't need to pass all those to run in Pro Tour Gold Cup. So, if he's satisfied with his action to race, then he'll run.
And do you think his action's better than what it was before the Cox Plate now?
I think his action has been satisfactory to run for some time. And I'm sure Toby will think the same.
I know you've got a lot of horses entered on the weekend, but Hitotsu's an interesting runner in the Derby. How confident are you about a strong 2,500 with Hitotsu?
Yeah, we're extremely pleased with him. His run in the Guineas was excellent. Showed his class, and he just relaxes extremely well. He switches off, he drops his head, and what he is still, he's a bit green off the bridle, and he got out this morning and Johnny rode him and was happy with him. I'm sure he'll stay, yeah.
Does Johnny ride him in the Derby?
Yeah.
Yep. Who are you going to run in the Coolmore?
Bracknell will run in the Coolmore. He's in great order. He really is. He'll run a big race in that. It's fallen away somewhat, the Coolmore. It's obviously generally the culmination of all these good colts meeting at the end of at the carnival, and it hasn't really worked out that way this year. So, of the extreme warriors that have put the writing on the wall last time. But Bracknell's done nothing wrong and I just had a look at the straight and raced well down there. So we're looking forward to getting in there.
And finally, have you got any runners in the Golden Eagle on Saturday?
Amish boys in that. I haven't had a lot of luck to say that about regularly, but he's in pretty good form. And, you know, he's obviously racing, all those horses racing for a lot of money is 1500. His ideal trip, possibly not, but you know, if he is able to round it out, then it's a big prize. So we're obviously looking forward to that.
Who's your best at Swan Hill today?
Best at Swan Hill today. We've got Webb's going okay. And she has come back a little bit stronger and is a filly that we quite like. And it's 10,000, you can put a line through her last run. She didn't handle the wet going at all. So, yeah, I'd probably lean towards Miss 10,000.
Miss 10,000. Good on you, Dave. Yeah, best of luck throughout the week.
Okay. Thanks, Michael.